Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The first weeks of the Trump administration have been marked by controversy, including court battles over the president's executive orders on immigration, unsubstantiated accusations against former President Barack Obama, and numerous presidential tweet storms. But Trump supporters say he's delivering exactly what he promised. That's what we heard again and again in several towns in central Mass that voted for Trump in November. In part two of our series, 1 Million Red Voters in a Blue State, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks picks up our story in the town of Ware.
The red brick mill buildings along Main Street are reminders that Ware was once a booming mill town, known as the town that can't be licked. The Berkshire Blanket Company is still headquartered here. But most of the mill jobs are long gone. And here along Main Street, there are vacant storefronts, some of them boarded up. So many here liked Donald Trump's promise to bring back jobs.
Can I ask you how you voted in the election?
Yes, I did vote for Donald Trump.
Now, you sort of lowered your voice like you didn't want everyone to hear.
No. I did vote for Donald Trump.
This is Nicholas Fantangoli. He teaches history, government, and sociology at Ware High School, and he represents a political shift in this part of Central Mass. Fantangoli comes from a working-class family with deep Democratic roots, but he says the last election tugged some of those roots right out of the political soil.
My dad, who is a big Democrat, has been a Democrat since John Kennedy was in office, voted Trump this time. It was the only time he had ever switched over since Ronald Reagan.
Fantangoli has another way to measure the political shift. For the past three elections, he's organized a presidential poll at Ware High School for students, teachers, and staff. In 2008 and 2012, they voted for Barack Obama. And in 2016, the winner was
Donald Trump, and our vote on that was 151 for Trump, 138 for Clinton.
Fantangoli's poll reflects the real elections in Ware, which is part of a line of central Massachusetts towns that stretch from the New Hampshire border south to the Connecticut line, that voted twice for Obama and then shifted for Trump. Although he still supports Trump, Fantangoli is concerned about the stormy beginning of Trump's presidency.
I mean, we have to see what happens at the conclusion of those first 100 days. Frankly, right now, it's not looking good for him.
As a public school teacher, Fantangoli is particularly disappointed in Trump's pick for Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who's a proponent of school choice. But like many here, he's hopeful that Trump can make good on his promise to bring back jobs and help communities like Ware.
Much of President Trump's appeal to a lot of the people here was talking about manufacturing, and I think that resonated.
The promise that Trump made, or the hope that he raised in a town like Ware, that he can bring manufacturing jobs back, you know, is that really going to happen?
I think it's going to be difficult. And one of the reasons for that is the fact that many of the factories have been closed down. They've been closed down for a long while. To get them back operational is going to require a lot of capital. And the reality of it happening, I don't know.
This is the village of Gilbertville, just down the road from Ware. There's an elegant stone church on Main Street and a beautiful red-covered bridge that spans the Ware River. It's also a reminder of past economic glory. The two woolen mills shut down long ago, and right between them is the Whistle Stop restaurant. Every Wednesday, a group of locals gathers here to drink coffee and chat. Most of them voted for Trump, and they like to call themselves the Deplorables. Gilbertville is part of Hardwick, another Trump town. These men are retired, some of them working class guys who grew up as Democrats but now vote Republican. They sit on a bench under an American flag, sip their coffee from Trump coffee mugs, and talk about the president's first weeks in office.
I really like what he's doing with the immigrant thing there. I know a lot of people disagree.
This is Paul Mylott of Hardwick, who says Trump's hard line on immigration is an effort to enforce the law, which he says is only fair.
I think he's there to do that.
What are we going to do with more than 11 million people who are here illegally, a lot of them working, a lot of them sort of part of the fabric of our society now? Do we throw them all out, or how do we deal with that?
Well, it depends on how they got here. If they came here illegally, yeah, throw them out. If they came here and become a U.S. citizen and they're working, yeah, you can stay here, but if not, get out.
If he builds the wall like he did, like he's talked about, I'll be satisfied.
And this is Bob Bousquet, also from Hardwick. Building the wall along the Mexican border was, of course, one of Trump's biggest campaign promises, and many here support it. And they buy Trump's unsubstantiated allegation that illegal immigrants are responsible for high levels of crime and deprive Americans of jobs.
They have to stop. I mean, we don't even have enough jobs for people that actually want to work.
But, I mean, have you seen evidence here in this part of the state of jobs being taken away by people coming into this country illegally?
No, they've already been taken away. I mean, this place was a thriving community. People came on buses here to this place. Everything that was isn't. It's all closed down.
The fact that the mills shut down long ago has little or nothing to do with illegal immigration. But the sentiment touches on a recurring theme in this region, a sense of regret about a past that is no longer here. And Trump connects with folks here for other reasons as well.
I liked what he said. I could understand what he said.
This is Bill Ward, a retiree, who says he likes what he's seen so far, including the choice of Trump's millionaire and billionaire cabinet members.
What I find kind of comical is how so many people are so upset because Trump and his cabinet are all very wealthy people. Well, they made it. They know how to do it. And they're not there to make more money. They're there, to, hopefully, to straighten it out so we all can make a little more money. And time will tell. We'll hold them accountable.
Another person who grew up around here is Todd Smola, who's now the local state rep. As a Republican, Smola says he voted for Trump, but not with a lot of enthusiasm. But he says he's not surprised that so many of his constituents support Trump because he describes this part of the state as a place where deep family roots, religion, and gun rights are sacred, and where many people feel a world away from Boston.
There's this feeling of East versus West, you know, the famous line of if you're west of 128, you know, you're a different world. I do think that people out in this neck of the woods feel they're not as heard, and they don't have as much of a voice.
But Smola says the last election gave them a voice, and they used it to express their frustration about an economy that leaves too many behind and about a political system in Washington that can't fix it. So voters in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ware went with the outsider.
Rural communities like Ware are the ones that elected Donald Trump. So when they start paying attention to the needs of rural communities on the broader level, they'll recognize that they can move the world. And I think last November, that's what they did.
But Smola says now comes the hard part and the big question. Will President Trump deliver the change that so many people in this part of the state voted for?
Oh, yeah.
Hail, keep smiling, son.
I put that question to the guys drinking coffee on the bench in Gilbertville. Bill Ward says it's too soon to know, but he says voters like him will hold Trump accountable.
Well, I would cordially invite you guys back a year from now to see what's going on with the bench. That would answer any question you could possibly have.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.